Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Not So Much Appreciated by Cleo Evans. Narrated by Lance West and Lexi Evans. An office is for not dying. An office is a place to live life to the fullest, to the max, to... An office is a place where dreams come true. Michael Scott, The Office. Chapter 1. Monday Meetings. Alex. It was Monday, and I was already regretting walking into the office this morning. My head ached, but I ignored it as I sat at my desk. There were stacks of paper everywhere, coffee cups filling every empty spot on the desk. It was exactly how I'd left it on Friday when I'd gone home late. This company was falling apart. Inferna had been a huge help, and we were working on fixing things, but I'd let it get too messy, not to mention all of the terrible things that had happened. I'd been living with the guilt. I didn't like it. I didn't like feeling responsible for what Alfred had done to my employees. I didn't like feeling responsible for everything that had happened to the Omegas. In the beginning, I hadn't known that I would cause so much pain. Alfred was on my mind this morning. I hated him, hated everything he had done. I hated myself, too. I had made a lot of mistakes, and it was proving to be difficult to mend them. I was trying, but it didn't help that the wolf had been nipping at my heels. The moment we had merged the companies together was the moment things started to change. It had started with Inferna, Art, and Kaelin. Because of them, I was set free after being imprisoned. That's when I realized the monster I had believed would never hurt me had done just that. I had seen the terrible things he was doing when I wasn't passed out. Then it had been Cinder, Mitch, and Laura. A couple of the other employees around here had been caught working for Alfred, too. I had foolishly believed that maybe he would let me go, to let us all go. I should have known better. In all the time I had known him, he had never been one to simply quit. Then there had been Billy, Jahan, and Charlie. They had been lucky. I had been able to use Jahan's magic to help us all, and for once I had found myself feeling a little better about things. I had helped, kind of. Ember, Minnie, and Leah had been next. Ember's magic was strong, and I had known that for some time. If I had acted before all of this, then maybe no one would have been hurt. That's what haunted me. That's what made me want to stop showing up on Mondays. But I couldn't quit. I wasn't a quitter. I had to keep going and fix what I had broken. A soft knock came at the door, and I looked up, not surprised to see Anne. Her skin was golden and dusted with scales. The snakes that surrounded her head swept up into a bun. She had the lower half of a serpent, her tail stretching out behind her. She was stunning. She also worked for me. I didn't like that she was alone. I didn't want her alone with me. Every time I saw her, I could feel my chest clench, which was a red flag.
"Good morning," she said, giving me a bright smile. "I have the agenda for today ready for you. You have a lot of meetings. I know you just walked in, but I wanted to bring you a cup of coffee and talk you through it."
I didn't want her alone with me, and yet I'd somehow allowed her to become the first person that greeted me every morning. The last couple of nights, I had dreamed about her, too. I had woken up hard, my muscles tense and my body aching. I could barely remember what I had dreamed, but it had been very inappropriate. "Sure," I said, nodding. For such a powerful witch, I was weak. Anne nodded and came into the office, bringing the cup of coffee with her. She handed it to me, her fingers brushing over mine as I took it. Fuck, this was inappropriate. I bit back a groan and gave her a bland smile, sitting down in my chair with a sigh. Anne went over to a table that was against the wall and started the coffee pot. I watched as she measured out the coffee grounds,
her skirt hugging her ass in a way that should have been against HR guidelines. But our HR department was currently gone, since they had all been working for a monster who wanted to use Omega witches for their magic. Well, there was Cinder, but the dress code was the least of our concerns. It was my problem anyway. Fuck! I took a sip of my coffee, swallowing hard as she turned and came over to the desk. She started grabbing my empty cups, and I winced. "You don't need to do that," I said, only slightly humiliated.
"I know,"
she quipped, raising a brow. Her soft lips pulled into a smile.
"Just drink your coffee, boss. I know you were here late Friday working and that you're stressed. And you have at least 5 meetings today."
"Fuck, 5? I hissed.
"Yep," she said cheerfully. "Some of it has to do with new hire interviews. Sylvia, she applied to work here, and Inferna approved her. So now she just has to be interviewed by you."
I frowned. Inferna should have waited to interview her with me.
"Inferna is out today," Anne said, "and you were busy Friday. I can sit in on the interview with you if you'd like."
I nodded. "That should work. Thank you. Is Inferna okay? How in the hell do you know more about this office than me?" Anne snorted, carting all the cups over to a table with a bin on top.
"Well, first, I work on the same floor as everyone else. And second, I'm the secretary. I sit at the front desk. Everyone tells me everything, and I see what happens, including how the shifting room is sometimes used."
I raised a brow, but didn't say anything. I did know what happened in the office in that context, and didn't care.
"Plus, she texted me this morning. Oh, and Art and Kaylin came in alone, both looking mildly frazzled without her."
I fought a snort. The three of them complimented each other, and that made me want to throw up. I was happy about all of the matings that had happened in the office, but I was also jealous. Did I want that? Yes, but I would never get that. I had been around for a long time and had never met anyone who was my mate. I would know, too. The idea of going into heat right now sounded like a nightmare anyway. "So, the first meeting is an interview?" I asked, my eyes never leaving her.
"Yes," she said, coming back to my desk and taking a seat in the chair across from me. "Second and third are meetings with some of the team leads. Art is here today, so he'll be here for that, as well as Cinder."
I nodded, reaching for one of my sticky notepads and a pen. I scrolled down what she was saying, pausing to listen to what was next.
"Fourth meeting is with what is left of the corporate side of the company?"
Fuck, that was complicated. They weren't entirely aware of what was happening here, and I wanted to keep it that way. They did know that Alfred was not doing well. What I wanted to say in my many emails to them was that the fucker was dead, but that was hardly professional. "Fuck," I sighed. "That'll be interesting. I mean, it's my company."
"It is," Anne said, shrugging. "It'll be fine. And the last meeting is payroll, you and me."
"Oh," I said, writing that down. "What's with payroll?"
"Raises," Anne said.
"Ah," I said, chuckling. "Yes, it's the least we can do."
"Oh, and tomorrow you have a meeting with the company that wants to have us work on a project with them."
"Okay," I said, leaning back in my chair. I looked up at the ceiling for a moment and then nodded. "Busy week already." Anne nodded.
"It is."
I looked at her directly and tilted my head, studying her. We stared at each other for a few moments, a light blush creeping into her cheeks. "What else?" I whispered. I didn't mean to sound like that. There was a stretch of silence between us, one that made my heart beat a little louder. She was a monster. Did that mean she could hear it beating faster? "Fuck!" She parted her lips, her diamond pupils expanding.
"Well?"
My heart skipped a beat. I felt like the world had stopped, everything hanging on her words. Her lips spread into a smile, and she looked away, breaking the moment.
Well, we get to work. I stared at her for a moment longer and then nodded, forcing a smile. Forcing myself not to dig deeper, to not ask her if that's really what was on her mind.
Okay, I said. I'll see you when Sylvia gets here?
Yes, Anne said, rising from her seat. Let me know if you need anything, and make sure to eat a granola bar at least so your stomach doesn't growl in the interview.
That only happened once, I said, but I was already reaching for the snack drawer in my desk as she headed for the door. She waved and then grabbed the bin of coffee cups, leaving me alone to think about how all I wanted to do the rest of the day was bend her over my desk and fuck her.
Chapter 2 Interview Anne. I left Alex's office, thankful that he was a witch and not a monster like me who could hear hearts beating. I dumped the bin of coffee cups in the kitchen, washed them quickly, and then went back to my desk right as the clock struck 9 a.m. There were some monsters and witches already in the office, the chatter already beginning as they got settled at their desks. I went through the motions of saying hi and smiling. All the while, my thoughts were penned on Alex. He flustered me. No one flustered me. But there was something about him, even though I didn't necessarily trust him. I saw a different side to him than everyone else did. The side that wasn't stoic, that wasn't the boss. Every morning he came in looking like a whipped puppy, one that was trying to navigate a disaster he had helped create. I didn't pity him necessarily, but I didn't like it. What I did like was the way his bright blue eyes lit up when he saw me. Maybe it was just the coffee, but I'd started to look forward to seeing him every morning.
Morning, Anne,
Billy said, waving as he walked into the office. Morning, I said, smiling. Jahan and Charlie were behind him, the two of them talking to each other about their weekend. I watched the three of them with a smile. They were sweet together. I was happy for them. Hell, I was happy for all the relationships that had happened in this office. Even with all the terrible events that had occurred, monsters and witches were still finding their happy endings. I had grown up believing monsters didn't get happy endings. It had taken a long time to realize that didn't have to be true, that monsters could find love. With a human, another monster, or a witch.
Morning.
I looked up as Art came over to my desk, leaning against the top. You look frazzled, I said. Art made a face.
It feels weird without Inferna here, but I'm glad she's taking off. She's having a her day, and that makes me happy.
I realized he was looking across the office and followed his line of sight, not surprised that it was on Kaelin. I smiled to myself. I have an interview with Alex soon, and then you have some meetings today, too.
Oh, I know, Art said, shrugging. I already checked my emails, Anne. I do work.
I was just checking, I hissed playfully. Goodness, you witches are so grumpy. Art scoffed.
Don't compare me to Alex.
I didn't compare you to anyone, I said, rolling my eyes. Here's the office, a voice chimed. I looked up, not surprised to see Ember leading Sylvia in. Those two had become friends since they had been trapped together a few weeks ago. It had been almost 6 weeks since Alfred had been officially banished. We'd all had time off for the holidays and even New Year's Day. We were halfway through January, and everything had started to feel normal. A lot of the Omegas we had hired had finally settled in, too. The monsters had calmed down, and for the most part, everything was harmonious. There were tiny little office wars that sprung up here and there, but it wasn't anything too bad. Well, except for when one of the monsters clogged and flooded the restroom, which resulted in one of the witches slipping, which resulted in an almost war. But aside from those little things, it had been good. Sylvia had taken some time to herself after she'd gotten back into the world. I didn't know her too well, although I wanted to. Every time I saw her, I felt my stomach flutter. Perks of being a bisexual Gorgon who worked in the office. You could crush on your new hire and your boss, too. Sylvia had very pale skin, long, silky black hair, and was wearing a dress that dipped down to her breasts. There was a red tattoo on her chest, reminding me of a black widow. She had four arms and then black spider legs that branched out of her spine. Her six eyes swept up to meet my gaze, holding it. Fuck. I felt my stomach flutter. It wasn't fair that I was going to be in a room with these two, but I had to play it cool. I had to be a professional. "Hi, Anne," Sylvia said, giving me a slow smile. She'd put on crimson lipstick, too. Professional. Fuck me. "Hi, Sylvia," I said, smiling. "Alex is ready for us. I'll be joining in on your interview." I could feel Art watching me with a raised brow as I rose from my chair, knocking over one of the penholders. "Oops," I hissed, flustered now. Art gave a very soft chuckle. "Have fun in your interview, Sylvia." I would have hissed at him if he weren't my boss. Hell, I might have even let one of my snakes loose to bite him. But then Inferna would have to talk to me about violence in the workplace again. Not that I was violent. It's just that witches were annoying sometimes. The thought of Alex invaded my mind again, and I damn near hit my head on my desk as I reached down. I grabbed the pens quickly, fixed them in their cup, and then grabbed the new hire interview sheet, moving past her and Ember. "Come on," I said to Sylvia. Ember reached out and gave one of Sylvia's hands a reassuring squeeze. "Good luck. You'll be on my team in no time." "Thank you," Sylvia said, smiling again. Fuck, she was too sweet. My heart beat a little bit faster as I moved back out into the hall, my tail dragging behind me as I led Sylvia to the elevator. I hit the button to go to the next floor, turning to give her a reassuring look. Sylvia's eyes watched me, sending a chill up my spine. The elevator doors slid open, and the two of us stepped inside. I pulled my tail in right as they shut, tapping the floor 10 button. "Don't be nervous," I said, looking at her. She grinned, her fangs glinting. Seeing her like this made me happy, especially after seeing the condition she had been in when we had all rescued Ember. She hadn't been sure how long she'd been kept there, but she already seemed like a different person. "I actually used to work in the office," she said. "I did a lot of the hiring and stuff, so hopefully that will work to my advantage." "I'm surprised you want anything to do with our office," I said. Sylvia shrugged. "I like Ember and everyone else I've met. It would be nice to work somewhere that I can enjoy." It would be nice. Not that I didn't enjoy my job, but I wasn't the one getting late on the clock. I wasn't an idiot. I knew what happened behind some of the closed doors here. I had managed to get the office background music turned up just enough to help muffle the occasional moan, because that was the type of secretary I was. A damn good one. Instead of getting fucked, I'd been keeping Alex from falling apart, including taking phone calls from executives way above my pay grade. Then there were all of the rescues we'd done,
I could add rescuing people to my resume at this point. The elevator chimed and the door slid open. The two of us stepped out into the hall, and I led Sylvia through the office space and then to Alex's office. I knocked on the doorframe, peeking around the corner. Alex lifted his head, his lightning blue eyes meeting mine. A shockwave worked through me, and it took every ounce of control to fight back the possessive growl that I wanted to make. "Hey, Alex," I said, swallowing hard. "I have Sylvia with me."
"Come in,"
Alex said. I nodded and went in, followed by Sylvia. The moment she stepped into the room, I felt the energy immediately change. Alex froze, his eyes falling on her. He stared at her for a moment as if he saw a ghost, as if she were a monster coming back from his past. His eyes then moved to me, taking me in, looking at me the way I wanted him to look at me, like he was hungry, like he needed only one thing to live, and I was it. I sucked in a breath as I caught the scent of his heat. I had been working at this office for months now, and had smelled many Omega scents over and over, and none of them had ever affected me like this. But his was different. This was Alex, and I wanted him. It was addicting. It was a scent I could breathe forever, wanted to breathe forever. I wanted to devour him while giving in to whatever he wanted. Sylvia gaped, taking a step back. Her six eyes widened, looking from him to me. "No," she said.
"Get out,"
Alex said, his voice barely above a whisper. "Alex,
get the fuck out of my office," he snarled, slamming his hand down on the desk.
Sylvia immediately fled, not even giving him a second glance. I could feel her terror, could hear her heart pounding. I could hear his too. His skin started to flush, but was it his temper or his heat? The air crackled with electricity, a light blue aura emerging around him like a cerulean halo. I growled, torn between staying to yell at him or going after Sylvia.
"Leave, Anne,"
he said, his eyes now glued on his desk.
"Please, this is dangerous."
His chest was heaving now, sweat beading on his forehead. "Go home," I whispered, glaring at him. "Get the fuck out of the office and go home before others catch your scent. Portal out of here, and don't come back until you've taken care of yourself."
"It doesn't work that way,"
he said, looking up at me. Fuck. If looks could kill, I would be dead and horny.
"Leave me before I lock you in with me and fuck you until your voice is so hoarse from screaming you have to call in tomorrow,"
he growled. "Fuck you," I whispered, turning and leaving. This was a fucking disaster, an absolute nightmare. Did this mean... I paused, looking back at the doorway as a blue light flashed from within his office. He had left, taking his Omega scent with him. Mate. My heart started to thrash in my chest, and my breath left me. It rang through my mind, crystal clear. He was mine. She was mine. Fuck. The three of us were mates. Chapter 3. Parking Garage Secrets. Sylvia. I rode the elevator all the way down to the parking garage, cursing to myself. I was thankful I was alone and able to let it out.
This had been a fucking nightmare. Alex, the boss who I had been literally thinking about trying to impress for over a week now, had gone into heat right in front of me. I wanted nothing to do with Omegas. Nothing. I had already been through enough. And while it wasn't the Omegas' fault for all of the things that had happened with Alfred, I still didn't want anything to do with them like that. I didn't want mates either. And that had meant only one thing. Anne, the sexy secretary, and Alex, the warts and claws ink boss, were my mates. The revelation wasn't welcome, but then there was a small part of me that wanted it. There was a little voice inside my head telling me they were the ones for me, and that I could finally be loved. I could finally love. I wasn't an ancient monster. I hadn't been around for a few hundred years. I was only 26, and I was still figuring out my place in the world. Plus, all of the terrible things that had happened recently certainly hadn't helped much. Still, there was that voice, that thought. I wanted them both. I wanted Alex. I wanted Anne. I wanted to find out what it would be like to be with the two of them together, to be with them alone. The doors slid open, and I stepped out into the garage, only to damn near run straight into the devil himself. "Fuck!" we both said, immediately taking a step back from each other. Alex covered his mouth, his lightning blue eyes burning. His dark hair was now disheveled, and gone was the glamour of a man in control. He looked terrified of me, which wasn't comforting. I wanted him to look at me like I was his. I want him. He's mine. If I could have slapped myself for thinking that, I would have.
"Sorry," he whispered, taking a step back. "I'm just going to my car to leave. I'm sorry, Sylvia. I was an asshole. I can't control this."
"Just stay away," I said, stepping back from him. I didn't want him to stay away. In fact, I wanted to pull him close. I wanted to trap him in a web and find out what an Omega and heat meant. But that was insane. What would happen if I shoved him against a car and went to my knees? What would happen if the two of us ran away together? Now I was getting ridiculous. Alex lingered for a moment, sliding his hands into his pockets.
"I'm sorry," he said again, taking a breath.
"I have already been through enough," I said, feeling a need to explain myself. Why? I didn't owe him anything. And witches make me nervous. He let out a dry laugh, a bitter one.
"Witches make me nervous, and I am one. No, you don't deserve to go through anything else. And while I can't control this reaction, I'll go home and try to figure it out."
"Can you?" I asked. I shouldn't ask that. Now the two of us were standing in the parking garage, talking like two awkward younglings. Still, I couldn't resist. I wanted to know.
"Can I what?"
he asked, his gaze meeting mine. "Can you figure this out alone?" I asked. His lips parted, his brows drawing together.
"I don't know," he answered honestly. "I've never gone into heat like this.
His words trailed off, and I could practically see the wave of need that rushed over him. His cheeks reddened, a pant leaving.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?